Blog Talk Radio.
Never violate the codes of the streets, and I would never make a promise that I know I couldn't keep, and I would never testify, cop out for a plea, or surrender information on my boys to the police, and you could never catch me on the block without a strap, and I would never pull it out unless I'm out to black, and I could never forget my homies dying for their scratch, but ever pouring, I live for them, God's in the back, and I
Lonely legacy, Black Panther Party, protect it, respect it, and never, never neglect it. Never.
paper. Storm. Others leave them frying in the griddle in the middle like Moni. You phony cause your style's baloney, but that rock's no filler. Ain't a girl in Sierra putting rappers on ice and lock your bodies in the chiller. The way you bust it up, I ultra nasty sound like throw up, blow up, then go nuts like a lady ninja killer. I feel you deep beneath the surface. It's the rays from Page, I heat it up like a furnace. My steelo got smoke, check the gamma ray from the She-Hulk. Stomping through your territory, new rap female category winner. And your style gets played out like the spinners. Not a soprano, I alto, the rage is a tenor. My voice is just right, I bust hypodermic to get in the mind's eye. Making you hip-hop junkies wanna fly like eagles. My style sharp as cathedral steeples. Showing and proving even a lady can be diesel. So breaker, you best keep on trucking. And roll on with that chicken shit that plucking. You're stuckin', stupid, you doofus. I'm rhyming so hard, I'm knocking out your toothless. A teeth, believe this shit, butthead just get played out like Beavis. Receive it, it's yours, lyrical murderer.
Thank you. up, get a hold of your life, go get your cake up. The motto in the streets is you eat or you get ate up. Straight up, you're tired of waiting, go get your weight up. My people's tired of waiting for reparations to pay up. Screaming Jesus can save us, I get the Bentley if I save up. But that's just another trick to enslave us. Push the minimum wages, put our fathers up in them cages. Then watch how our mothers struggle to raise us. But my ambition won't let me live in this poor condition that doesn't care about color, creed, or your religion. Priests, politicians, gotta listen to opposition. From my position, we still ain't got a pot to piss in. From my position, we still ain't got a pot to piss in.
Allah said save the babies from the cold. Pour wisdom in their cups to the truth overflow. Still knowledge is that bread that keeps us well fed. Oh, time religion would not bring us satisfaction without action. Now who can disagree with me? God is not a mystery. There's nowhere in history that you can show him who to me. But still you face each and I had to be religiously. I'm G.O.D. to infinity. For real.
The world won't get no better if we just let it be. Na 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 na. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it now, just you and me.
For reparation. The Bush administration, unequality, martial law, segregation, falsehood, false teaching, false education. Now it's time for us to come amongst this nation. They deceiving us, they don't believe in us. They believe in that cream like Julius Caesar. I'm like Marcus Garvey, Malcolm X with the heater. Ripping the chains of the remains of all of the leaders. Never worship an image of evil swine eaters. I'm on the back of the bus with two fine Zetas. We in the jungle of life, but never jungle fever. I'm God body all day long, spiritual life lessons that I reciting a song, trying to wake up everybody, can we all get along? All my people that's out there persevering through the storm. Black fish, Staten Island, stand up, stand strong. Penetrate through the gate and bring the clan along.
World is getting more iller than ever. Thought we was chilling, striving, change for the better. But it was a dream like Martin Luther. He had a vision that could move mountains. Protect one another, that's words of my brother Malcolm. As-salamu alaykum, alaykum as-salam. We want justice, police supposed to protect and serve. And then they shoot us down like wild animals. The nerve of them cold-hearted killers with blue suits playing our black youth. The earth cries from all the blood that's being spilled. We need a solution fast, get your law bill. Let me educate them, translate it, meaning God's will. It goes all in together. Together how we are, to stand with a plan, divided we down to fall. And that's the Willie Lynch tact that separated the mass and taught us all the things backwards.
Oh, she ain't playing about J.B. Oh, yeah, more than different.
The world won't get no better.
Party stand concerning the Weathermen, the SDS?
We stand way back from the SDS and the Weathermen because we believe that the Weathermen action, there's two actions. There's REM 2 and Weathermen. We think they could call them both national action. We think that REM 2 is national action, Weathermen is national reaction, you know. We think it is anarchistic, opportunistic, individualistic, it's chauvinistic, it's custeristic, and that's the bad part about it. It's custeristic in that it's leaders take people into situations where the people can be massacred, and they call that revolution. And it's nothing but child's play, it's folly, and it's criminal because people can be hurt. We say that they're doing exactly what the pigs want them to do. When they take people down and just do nothing, play around, and the pigs are prepared for this, and they'll wipe all of those young people out. We think these people may be sincere, but they're misguided. body, the muddle heads, and the scatterbrains. The only way we can show them is to criticize them like we're doing right now, and then leave from here and go to the federal building and have a demonstration that's to educate, a demonstration that is disciplined and organized, you know. And that's what we're going to have to do, and let them see the examples.
Tell me why you feel the approach of the SDS weatherman is wrong.
I feel it is wrong, just as I said before.
No, don't tell me just you said before. That's why I asked you again. Just answer straight, just okay. In case we use this part.
I feel that is
wrong. Let me ask you again. Why do you feel that the approach of the SDS weatherman is the wrong approach?
I feel that is wrong because it's pig action. They're doing exactly what the pigs want them to do. They're leading people into a situation where it's an astronomical situation, too great for the people to deal with. It's a situation where you got a bunch of mechanical pigs with 357 magnums and shotguns and mechanical mace and all that type of thing. And then they're talking about they're going to carry on a revolutionary struggle. That's not revolution. It's insanity. It's a madness. It's nostalgia. And it's a massacre. That's a potential massacre. That's what it is. And we don't support that because we say all power to the people. All the power is manifested in the people. We don't have any people whose lives we believe that should be thrown away.
Has the Weatherman SDS tried to get you to go on their side? Have you met with them, and what happened?
We met with the Weatherman faction of SDS several times. We've had ideological struggles, and we have ideological differences. So what we did was we had the other faction of SDS that agreed with the Black Panther Party called for an alternate action, a well-disciplined action not to provoke pigs, an action not to talk about setting up confrontations with the pigs, because the people are not ready for confrontations. These confrontations that they have are premature. They're politically premature, and they're wrong because they commit people in a situation which they're not anywhere prepared for.
Well, why do you think the Weatherman SDS tried to link the Black Panther Party to its movement?
I don't know if it was actually the Weatherman of SDS. I'd have to say that it was the establishment press that is nothing but a tool of Warden Nixon's machine. We call him Warden Nixon because the whole world is a penitentiary, and he's just the warden of the whole world. And you see, these people are just an arm that he uses for fascist oppression, you know. And I think today, these fascist news media might have did that.
Now, briefly, how would you sum up what the Weatherman SDS is trying to do and what you think of what they're trying to do?
I said that basically they believe that white people need to learn how to struggle, that they believe that these white workers need to learn how to struggle through confrontations. I have to say that basically I believe that this is incorrect. I believe that white workers have been struggling. They're some of the most violent people in the world. I believe that what they need is they need a redirection in their ideology and in their politics. They need to know who to struggle against. The workers need to start to begin to learn that their job is to struggle against the bosses. And until they do this, then struggle is incorrect. It's like no struggle at all. We say that if you don't struggle correctly, you shouldn't struggle. But you should struggle. We said dare to struggle and you dare to win. Dare not to struggle and you don't deserve to win. But we have to struggle properly.
What about the special approach of Weatherman, which seems to be violence?
Well, you see, I don't think it's really violence, you know what I mean? I think it's just a lot of folly. It's a lot of child's play. I think that to have violence, you've got to be able to cope with violence, you know what I mean? And that's what the Black Panther Party, a lot of people say we're violent. We're a self-defense organization that believes that the people should be educated to what's going on. We do defend our offices and we do defend our homes. This is a constitutional right. Everybody has it. Nothing funny about that. The only reason they get mad at the Black Panther Party when they do it is for the simple reason that we're political. And they don't want to admit this. There are a lot of young organizations around, but we are a political organization. We're an organization that understands that politics is nothing but war without bloodshed, and war is nothing but politics with bloodshed. That it's just like you stretch something, and it goes, you can stretch things, they're going to be in another thing. If you stretch politics so long, it'll be war, and that's where we're at.
Well, then why do you feel it's so important for the Black Panther Party to disavow any real link with the Weatherman SDS?
I think it's important because there are a lot of people that watch the Black Panther Party for example. They observe us and participate with us. And if we can be connected up with this, then it would be very unadvantageous to the people, and it would be very unadvantageous to the struggle, in that people that claim to be revolutionary would be going down roads that they think might be revolution, but in fact they're not roads to revolution. They'll be going east when their intentions are going west. And also it's important because Chairman Bobby Seale is in town, and he's being tried by this fascist judge, Adolf Hitler, Hoffman, you know, and he's being tried without a lawyer. And we've got to bring all of the attention and focus on this trial that we possibly can so that people can understand that these people are more capable of building gas chambers than Hitler ever was capable of building gas chambers. And we're going to have to get together. We're going to have some anti-gas chamber marches and some anti-fascism marches and some anti-Hitler-Hoffman marches and some anti-Mussolini Attorney General Mitchell marches and some anti-Daley and some anti-Hammerhead-Hammerhead marches. These are the things we're going to have to do. The people need to be educated. If they're educated, we can resist and we can stop this fascism.
Okay.
And
all right. Thanks for giving
okay,
me the second shot.
Okay.
Good. Okay.
Good.
Okay. Fred, the weatherman branch of the SDS seems to be giving the impression that the Black Panther Party is with them.
No, the Black Panther Party is not with weathermen. Let me explain very clearly that we believe that action like that is action of insanity. It's not a revolution even. You see, going out in the streets and getting people shot and killed and maimed, that's insanity. It's chauvinistic and it's custeristic. And when we say custeristic, we mean it's a type of action on the part of a leadership that would lead people into the same thing that Custer led them in. We believe that all action around that weatherman faction is going to turn out to be the Little Bighorn. And we're not getting involved in any Little Bighorns in the city of Chicago. The Black Panther Party intends to support anything that is disciplined, anything that does not provoke violence on the part of the pig power structure, because this is what they want to do. They want to kill some people. And these leaders are nothing but leaders who have custeristic tendencies. They will lead people into slaughters. And we think that that's it's criminal to the people. It's a crime against the people.
Cut it for a minute. That's real good. Now I want to put it just one other way. I'm going to ask you, why don't you... Fred, why doesn't the Black Panther Party support the tactics of the Weathermen SDS?
We don't support those tactics because they are acts of provocation and they're acts that the pigs, the policemen in the city, enjoy. They're doing just what the police want them to do. Our actions are just the opposite from that. We are educating the people to the wrongs that the pigs commit to the fascists around the country, and I think that's the proper way to do the thing.
Has the Weathermen tried to curry favor with the Black Panthers?
Right. We've had several discussions with the Weathermen, and we've tried to talk them out of a lot of their anarchistic demonstrations that they have planned here. We tell them that we don't believe in demonstration for the sake of demonstration. We believe in demonstration for the sake of education, and we still go on that basic theory. We believe that people need to be educated if we're ever going to defend ourselves against the fascism that's running rampant in the United States of America and all over the world today.
How violent do you think the Weathermen are looking to become?
I don't think it's really a question of violence. I think we call it muddleheadedness, you know what I mean? I think how muddleheaded will they become is a question. How masochistic and anarchistic will they become, you know what I mean? How much will they enjoy seeing people slaughtered in the streets before they come around and get them a plan of well-disciplined, well-organized type of education demonstration where the people can be saved? We say all power to the people and all power is manifested in the people. We don't have any people to just throw away and throw their lives away. We think that people that throw the people's lives away in these types of counter-revolutionary folly, those people are criminals and they should be judged as such. And these people that commit crimes against the people should try them and indict them and sentence them.
Tell me, Fred, because the Black Panther Party feels this way and because the Panthers have been linked with Weathermen through the Weathermen, have you tried in any way to dissuade the Weathermen, to stop them from this kind of tactic?
We've talked to Weathermen time and time again, you know what I mean, and told them that we thought this was wrong. And let me say this, I don't believe these people are, I think they're some sincere people, but I think they're a little mixed up. That's why I be very careful about the word I use. I try to use words like muddle-headed, you know what I mean, and scatterbrains. That's what they are. They're some young people who really have some revolutionary fervor, but they don't know how to direct that fervor. So what we're going to have to do is try to rechannel that into some type of revolutionary discipline. I think if anybody looks at us, we're an example. We try to set examples for the people. The Black Panther Party is the most disciplined organization in the country, and the pigs still attack the Black Panther Party office. So that shows that we're still doing something to the power structure, but we don't have to do it in a way where we put people's lives on the line. That's not necessary, and we try to tell them that.
Okay, tell me what else you want to get off your chest.
I'd like to tell you, there's one thing that's very important to the people, that they see that so-called trial at the federal building is nothing but what I call a hecatomb. It's a public sacrifice where they're slaughtering the leaders of the people, and the only way we're going to stop that is if it's the people resist that, you know what I mean? Because it's not a question of nonviolence or violence. It's a question of resistance to fascism, a non-existence. And this is what we're going to have to deal with. We're going to have to go down to the federal building and deal with that judge. We call him Judge Adolf Hitler Hoffman, and deal with the Attorney General, Mussolini Mitchell. All these people that have these fascist tendencies, they have this society is more technical than the German society ever was. They are going to be a better and more adequate gas chambers, and we've got to be prepared to deal with that. Education is the only way. We've got to educate the people.
You got anything else you want to say?
No, not particularly.
All right. Look, just want to do some...
It's gonna be some stuff you're gonna see that's gonna make it hard to smile in the future. But through whatever you see, through all the rain and the pain, you gotta keep your sense of humor. You gotta be able to smile through all this bullshit.
Yeah, I was mute. You're clear. You're clear, sir.
It's clear? All right.
Yes, sir.
All right, y'all. We starting a little late, y'all. Bear with us, or as we say, Cub with us. Welcome to Free MR Radio, weekly program of the Black Panther Party Cubs, hosted by yours truly, Chairman Fred Happy Jr. and Robert Allen, a.k.a. The Lady Rage. You're locked and loaded for another episode. The call-in number is 929-477-3785. 929-477-3785, and press 1 to be heard. We run into the lake, y'all. Let's go straight in with this here, man. Let's go straight in. I have been, hey, now we've been moving nonstop. We've been moving nonstop. People in the community are still buzzing. Excuse me. About the phenomenal Chairman Fred Street Party. Annual. Let me say annual, because a lot of people think it's the first time it happened. First time the historical landmark is happening, but this is not the first time it happened. And let me say, clench this salute to all the comrades, to all the people, to all the supporters. Unfortunately, due to the federal government assassinated Chairman Fred and President Amar Clark, he is not here to celebrate his 74th birthday physically. The Chairman Fred lives, y'all. Again, phenomenal event yesterday. Phenomenal. Want y'all to call in, let us know. I just missed the report live from the county jail. Look at that background. I get all the half and half fitted and sore hanging out. Come on. Oh man, I'm so glad. Oh, we had some phenomenal forces there. And Dorothy Holmes, the mother of Ronnie Man Johnson. She just, Dorothy Holmes said she enjoyed herself. Let me say this. The energy yesterday, the feeling yesterday, man. I'm trying to sound cliche, you know, just saying, you know, we have the people, man. But I mean, off the hook, you know, forces from all walks of life. As I just mentioned, you had Dorothy Holmes, other Shantel Brooks, so many mothers there, countless of parents, mothers and fathers, victims of those who've been murdered by the police, countless of those in the infamous Cook County Jail, the Menard, the family of Emmett Till, members and representatives of the family of Jeff Ford, Imam Malik, right on, thank you. Mr. Larry Hoover, Wendy Hoover was there. I miss Larry Jr., he came. Pam Africa, and other members of the Mumia Abu Jamal campaign, Pam Africa, naturally, she couldn't make it. She fell ill, but, man, she called. She sent, man, solidarity statements. Throughout this next hour or two, that how much time we get, I'll be throwing out names of people who I recall that was there. Forgive me, don't charge it to the heart. I ain't really had no rest. And it's kind of hard to go to rest. I mean, we really shook up a glass piece. Oh, the artists, the whole, the lineup. Strategic moves, you dig? I mean, we addressed the race and the class contradiction, you know? I mean, young cats from Natchez, Mississippi, you know what I'm saying? The host, Chico Bean, unfortunately couldn't make it, so the backup play came in, you know what I'm saying? The captain jumped off, I can't remember my brother's name. Y'all, somebody help me out, too, who's there. They're going to give him his credit. He's on Wild and Out, too, comedian on Wild and Out. And I feel bad, but give me his name. Like a basketball team. They say, okay, get you in. He came and got out. So give me his name also. Throw me some of the artist's name that you dug. And, the presentations from the Emmett Till family, the statements. You know what I'm saying? From early on, 12 o'clock, high noon. Calls coming in. Daniel Kaluuya. You know what I'm saying? No, not Carlos Miller. This brother's not, he's not from Wild, he's not from 85 South, he's Wilding Out. But you know, y'all help me out now, I gotta get
his name. His name was Tyler Chronicles.
Tyler Chronicles. Man, shout out to this brother, Tyler Chronicles, yeah. I just seen a picture on Facebook with you and him. Man, if you missed it, check out the video footage and the pictures, but don't do service, man, you know what I'm saying? You like to load it, man. Let me know who we got in call, you know what I'm saying, callers in queue. We'll give a shout out to our co-host, Lady Ray's, her mother's birthday, August 30th also. She's not physically here now. But again, shout out to her moms. Man, I'm telling you, from the noon to before noon, we get up with the Carl Nelson show. 7 in the morning, 7 a.m., doing interviews nonstop. The students from the Irvin Elementary School, they were set to come here, and that, you know what I'm saying, so they had to change it to later on. We're going to work that out. But even the relationship with the school is, the ante is being up. You know, the same school that Chairman Fred attended. Things are happening. We get to the ground zero. I mean, 12 o'clock vision board, people coming in. I mean, come back. You couldn't get down the street. You could not make it down the street. Leave from there to the wall. I'm to my, look at them pictures. I'm to my, man, you talking about energy on million. Rebels, forces, I'm to my, man, I mean, man, energy. Take a business comrade, the energy, up to my, they come in, y'all know that, they move in, with the, and then they come in, we break it down, we up in the attic. Don't hit them too hard, we don't want to catch the overdose. We popping the politics to them. Man, Savage Bam come in, bam, hit that mic, up to my, it's on the property. And not just performing, it was the Savage Bam. They barbecuing. They bring it. They brought food. They barbecuing. Dorothy Holmes serving the food. It was not no. Man, everybody was putting in some work. I mean, it was a truth is a community list. I'm talking about man. Let come in and get Kane, Chastity, others, you know what I'm saying? Mother energy just moved around, you know what I'm saying? Like anything bad. And I'm not even gonna bad. Talk about bad. It's just bad. And two sisters, who just, I don't care what that cold is, just be out there getting out, listening from that Cook County jail, man. Dr. Deshaun, Cassandra Gray, I'm talking, and you get there, you talking about how beautiful life, their path of blue and black look together, and with that, man, listen, and orchestrate stuff that you and the meals, how do you say it, what's the word, the ambiance, I'm talking about working like a man, like a band, an orchestra leader. Look this way. So what's that? Taking pictures right there. So Sam, what's that over there? They got the sweets, the sweet table, the candy, the light blue and black. All this is, and you say, what's the big deal about the Hampton House? I forget, man. Shout out, man. We have some struggles about the lawn, and everything is political. The lawn, they're supposed to go a few. You come into the clincher, man. You come in. We hit you last minute, man. You know, it's a lot of times, man. Appreciate you, brother. Appreciate you. You know, you come in the clincher, man. And there's so many parts that make these events happen, that make this movement happen. That you say, well, what if this part was taken out? Man, the machine was moving, man. I'm talking moving. The Cubs, the youth troops, oh man! First of all, they it's been a while. A lot of force has been not seeing each other for a while. You know, we moving, grooving. Them youth troops top up. I'm talking about Panther Blue and Black look so good. It makes you have flashbacks when they say Minister UEP knew the Chairman Bobby Seale had first time a long time had donned their uniforms at Field Marshal George Jackson funeral. They came in with those long black leather jackets, you know, that powder blue, the turtlenecks. Them do too often. You talking about creative? I'm talking about, man. I'm critiquing. I'm checking out comrades and these YouTube like had them. What they call it when they do the walks, the fashion walks. You know what I'm saying? Emma, my sister, we looking for you. We looking for you, sis. Hey, oh, let me say this too. Mia X, get a word. This is deaf enough time. She couldn't make it. Jay Ivey, who's supposed to be phenomenal poet, amongst other things, he was supposed to be, he didn't make it, and he's one of the reasons why I was running late to get that 12th. He had been on the phone for about an hour. See how bad he felt, but he's not going to be able to make it. He got calls and stuff. Torrey, I'm talking about she rocked that motherfucking mic. I'm talking about, man, I'm going to be throwing out names here I go, man. You know, K-Love, look up. I mean, it was boom, boom, boom. Daniel Swift, I'm talking about, man, again, Show Body, Uncle Beast. I'm going to be throwing your names out. Back to that, let me do my little fashion critique real quick. Yeah, they come down on a red carpet or whatever. They be, oh, such and such has this. Oh, they're wearing this, Jennifer Lopez is wearing a dress designed by such and such, and such and such has this on, and the Kardashians wearing this type of shoes. Listen, I'm sitting back checking out these Cubs, these YouTube and our people, man, comments come. I'm talking about, man, this, I'm mad. Man, you seen powder blue YouTube sisters and sisters powder blue fingernails. Black, I'm talking about places, I mean, the detail, you know what I'm saying? I get there, and if that wasn't enough for you, you get back to the event. And Cassandra Gray, and this sister, the balloons over the bus, Chairman Fred. The balloons, light blue or black. You know, taking different for not this things that we do already in our community. Like, you know, we do parties and stuff. They balloon, putting a revolutionary flip on it. Studying the people. And putting a revolutionary flip on it. I be saying, man, I don't want to get involved in that Black Panther birthday stuff or that political stuff. Taking what's phenomenal and defining it, you know what I'm saying? This for the Cubs, the Black Panther Party Cubs. You did? Ain't that, now, you can think it's for the Chicago Cubs baseball team. We put in the script. Oh, man, Tony Blair, man, I know we supposed to get new Man, we got to touch down with you. I don't know. I got the word. We had some rumors. Ross was saying you might have been to the hospital or whatever. Man, first of all, I'm glad you all right. You know what I'm saying? And, brother, we got some footage to you, man. And my mom's will give you a call with it, man. Well, I'm glad you feeling all right, man. You know what I'm saying? Keep us posted with you. And, man, thank you, brother. Hey, man, hey, the event was phenomenal. The energy is still – y'all, stop booking y'all tickets to those who are out of town. Debo, you should have been there, man. Let me make sure we get no callers calling in because I don't want to just take this. Yesterday, I come hitting the mic over and over, man. I was trying to fight it, man, but I'm talking about this man putting the politics in there with the flow and the energy. You can feel the beat of the people, man. And now, y'all, I mean, this is a place where they try to keep Chairman Fred's name, I mean, wiped out. You know what I'm saying? And so people are coming alive. This is this discussion. You know what I'm saying? I mean, today, you can see, I mean, the energy with the students, you know what I'm saying? They looking, you know, parents, when we heard about the event, you know what I'm saying? So, Steve, hey, Miguel Jones, you had the politicians, the brothers, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, man, I mean, the elected officials, they there. You had the street cats, you name it, all walks of life. Old elders, you know what I'm saying? Right there on deck. Youth. You know what I'm saying? And however you want to, you say, well, man, it ain't really my type of music. Man, I've got to look y'all see. Maybe y'all from Natchez, Mississippi. Y'all see, bam. You come and say, well, I ain't really into that, man. You know, boom. Wherever direction you want to go in. Man, Savage, bam. So, and by the time you trying to catch your breath, you know what I'm saying? Some other cats come up, man. Touch and drop in this, I mean, every poetry, singing, hip hop, sprinkling, Emmett Till finally called this thing. I'm talking, man, this is phenomenal. This is phenomenal. Real talk, y'all. So let me know if we got any calls in queue, because, I have not come down. I have not come down, man. You know, oh, Debo, you made, man. I wish, you probably want me to tell you. You know, don't trip. You know, say you missed it. Ain't no big deal. Oh, you missed a big deal, man. You missed a big deal. Debo. This one, the moves in, man. And you, and that's a record. Like you historically be on point. You know what I'm saying? Let me know if we got I think Dr. Sean Cassandra supposed to have somebody from county jail out there calling us. That's what he's talking about too, y'all. You know what I'm saying? Because you talk about Chairman Fred's birthday. So much people say, oh man, don't come in with that political stuff. That Chairman Fred made it very clear. If you talk about, you know what I'm saying, and if I'm gone, you know what I'm saying, you ain't doing a revolutionary act with it, man, forget about me. I own myself on your mind. So ain't going to be no abstract discussion about him. You know one thing we missed, though? Now, of course, Monday morning quarterback. I mean, you know what I'm saying? The damn cake. Got to get Chairman this cake. We got you, Chairman. We got to get you your cake, man. Got to get you your cake. We got you, though. You seen we came in there, man. I'm talking about that little balloons around that bus, that man. I'm talking about Panther. I can't find, I got to find a picture of Chairman Fred's funeral. We got that light blue and that black on to our man. I mean, in the casket. Yeah. Casket. Can't tell my man. We going to get this, They say, man, you got the grass at the Hampton House. We have plans for the picket fence to be black. We have with this little situation. We're going to deal with that, too. But the code, we're working this out. Man, you can't. They say, man, is this Kentucky bluegrass? We say, no, this Black Panther Party cub grass. This light blue grass. Big old black cub. See, right there in front of the house. Man, listen. They stop in their car and say, man, these people know what all the ways. I said, Tupac said, my old mama's say I'm thugged out. I said, listen, my old mama say I'm curved out. Yeah, Joe, man, hey, once we had a high off the people, my brother, I'm talking about the, you know, and put it in context, you know, you said, man, you, I mean, of course we can't come together. There's always been some issues and what about, and our people out of town, they can't, you know, hear the propaganda, Chicago, Chirac, and know, all the killing going on. I'm telling you, that energy, until you walk up to my, if anyone left from there hungry, Michael Earhart, his wife, takes the homeless, bam, I'm talking about food, you talking to my mother again, and imagine this here, like the Bible, the building, was it amazing? Man, listen, Satan had a great day, man, legend, not only when they came and spoke, they update in the audience, people talking about their cases, and not in the doomsday sort of way. You go to an event, to my Chairman Fred. You go to the event to my Chairman Fred's birthday. You know what I'm saying? Give me a heads up. Okay, bring him in. Give me a heads up. Make sure you press one, Doc. Okay, so kind of bring him in. Let me say one comment, y'all. You come to this event. Let me say this, y'all. Listen. You come and celebrate the birthday of Chairman Fred Happy. You get there. You got people talking like, man, she looks familiar. You got Dorothy Holmes, who, you know what I'm saying, killed her son, at the serving food. You turn around, man, who was that? Yeah, Cassandra Grill over here, you know what I'm saying, at the table, you know what I'm saying? You make the streets, all the other stuff going on. The widow of Nicholas Lee, you know what I'm saying? So even if you had no flights, it's like you go to an event for some sports figures. And you get there, you're like, that, who was that, man? Oh, that's LeBron James, brother. You know what I'm saying? Okay. You say, who is that? Oh, that's Michael Jordan's son. Hey, man, this you can't avoid this discussion about sports over here. You said, man, the people you had over there, who is that? Oh, that's Larry Hoover's wife. Wherever you go, the conversation, it was not beating you over your head. You know what I'm saying? It was intertwined in every discussion. Bring my call in. I'll tell the fool this, what's his name? You get a call in queue?
No, there are niggas in queue. There are no.
You say no?
No, there aren't any calls in queue. Callers, if you'd like to come into queue, please press 1.
Make sure y'all call 929-477-3785 and make sure you press one.
Okay, we have caller 404-291.
Okay.
Hello.
Well, welcome to Free MR Radio.
Thank you. This is Patrick McWilliams with Party for Socialism and Liberation. Glad to be here, Chairman. Thank you so much.
Glad you're here. Mm-hmm. We glad you're here. Glad to have you. We not glad about the subject. Well, I think even the subject matter that we got to talk about. But we glad and not glad because deal. We got to deal with. Mm-hmm. We not. You know what I'm saying? Let me take that back.
Yeah. Yep.
Let me retract that. We're gonna hide these contradictions, the good, the bad, and the ugly. Ain't no more this shit talking about. Well, I'm out of jail now. I don't want to talk about what's going on. No, let me strike that from the record. We gonna talk about what's going on in Cook County Jail. We gonna talk about what's going on in these streets, but we're not gonna talk about it in a reactionary, subjective way. We're not gonna wait till, you know what I'm saying. I can just see it directly. We gonna try this at the barbershop, the beauty shop, the Chairman Fred's Street mm-hmm. party, our birthday party. This is Free MR Radio. We're gonna be calling in on Keith Sweat, the love, the love night. You got any requests? What you going through the relationship? Yeah, my relationship kind of bad. Why your relationship bad, miss? My husband, he's out of Cook County Jail, so that's impacting. Call into the mm-hmm. hip-hop show. What's your thought? We're going to be tying this in. We're not just going to be limited to the Free MR Radio. We're going to be coming at you in every way. We're going to be talking about this at church service. Deacon say, man, any announcement? Mm-hmm. Yeah, Pastor, I ain't been feeling good. What's happening? Man,
this that's right on, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? They're killing us in Cook County Jail. So let me retract that for the record. We heightened the contradictions. What's going on? Power to the people.
That's right. No, that's right. All power to the people. Yeah, we just had a protest at the jail commemorating the last day of Black August, you know, this month where we remember, we commemorate those freedom fighters and political prisoners who have come before. Of course, the tenets of Black August are to study, fast, train, and fight, inspired by the assassination of Field Marshal George Jackson that took place in San Quentin Prison back in 1969. And so this is, you know, how we want to remember that those who have come before, who have paid the ultimate sacrifice in this struggle, you know, keep up the fight for those who no longer can. And remember that those inside the walls are not separate from us on the outside. As you were just saying, Chairman, we got to take this to the people, wherever the people may be, you know, and not keep it siloed and separated, because that's what, you know, the ruling class in this country, that's what they want. They want us to be separated. They want us to say, oh, don't worry about those people over there because you're over here. But we don't see it that way, because we know that those are tools of social control in that jail. And Cook County Jail is one of the worst, most criminal, most brutal expressions of that social control that we see. You know, there have been multiple deaths from negligence, not to mention, of course, the slave-like conditions, terrible and environmental conditions, the way that, you know, the racism and brutality of the prison guards and prison system gets expressed upon the people in there. So we were out there today on this last day of August to remember those inside, to say that we are going to free them all. We're going to tear down those walls, because we know that it's not even really about crime, you know, as they always say. It's really about trying to control people, about what are you going to do with the XX population that we have in this country after we take away, you know, people's schools, take away opportunities for education, for jobs, for healthcare, where people have nowhere else to go. And we don't have enough jobs for them because there's automation, because there's outsourcing. What are we going to do with all these extra people? Well, we're just going to warehouse them. We're going to give them, you know, poverty wages, below minimum wage, slave wages, in order to try and eke a little bit of profit out of them, and so that we don't have to worry about them in the general, you know, in the general population. And that's what these prisons are for. That's what the Cook County Jail is for. You have people who haven't even been convicted of a crime, and yet they're being warehoused behind those walls. And we just saw Lori Lightfoot here in our city saying she wants more people in those prisons. She doesn't want bail reform. She doesn't want people being able to get out, even if they haven't been convicted of a crime. And I think that just shows so clearly what they think these prisons are for, to deal with the people that they don't want to deal with, that their system they know can't deal with. And so we were there to remember those people, to tell them that we are continuing to fight for you, to get you out, to get you free, and to create a world where we don't need to do this to people, where we don't do this to people, because we have real liberation for all. So it was a powerful protest that we had outside. We had our banners, our signs, you know, made some noise so that those inside the walls could hear us, and, you know, called out this system for what it is and made those connections between what is happening there and what's happening in the streets, because they're not separate issues. And it's not separate to what's happening around the world either. You know, the U.S. has the largest prison population in the world. It has 4% of the world's population and 22% of the world's prisoners. And yet they try and say that this is a land of freedom and democracy.
Mm-hmm. The U.S. Say that, those numbers again. The U.S. has 1% of the population of the world, and put the U.S. into contrast about the prison population that the U.S. has again, if you can, please.
Yes, because I think people need to know this. So the U.S. has 4% of the world's population and 22% of the world's prisoners. Just think about that, what that means for how deep this crisis of mass incarceration is. You know, it's you look at, you know, more than anyone else in the world, you look at Russia, China, Iran, you know, all these countries that the U.S. says, oh, you know, they're the dictatorship you got to be afraid of. And yet we're locking up way more people here in what's supposed to be the land of freedom. It's just, you know, such naked hypocrisy that, you know, makes you sick to think about.
Mm-hmm. Actually, you mentioned that the mobilization debate that was convened in front of Cook County Jail, that it was intentionally so the volume and the energy was loud enough. In other words, it was loud enough for those in the Cook County Jail and for those outside Chicago. This is not. There have many cases that the prisons are off, you know, down in the rural areas, you know, say down south. And also, mm-hmm. say this is not a prison. To reiterate something you just pointed out too, how you said many people have not been convicted. This is the Cook County Jail. This was you're facing a case of charge. You're saying that the mayor Lori Life was saying taking a position, locked them up. And it's a discussion going on now in regards to cashless bonds. And in other words, this, like, you know what I'm saying, many people are still here captive because they don't, you know what I'm saying, they don't have the resource, they don't have the funds. They mother put up the house mortgage one too many times. Their father, you know what I'm saying, he done lost the job already. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. He borrowed on the last case and paid for the boot on his car. So he ain't got the money to pay for this case you got. Then you got the lawyer. The lawyer got his hand in other pockets on his pickup side. So the family ain't got the money to bond you out. So there's a discussion going on about these cashless mm-hmm. bonds. You know, so you have to produce no cash. And they say, okay, you know, many people refer to it as Chicago, the I-bond. Okay, you're not convicted yet, so we go in interim, you should be out fighting the case. And Mayor of Chicago, Mayor Lightfoot, in her position has been what again in regards to those about the county jail, about the bond? What's been her position?
That you're exactly right, Chairman. And what the mayor, Lori Lightfoot, she's been saying is she wants to keep people locked up. She doesn't think that there should be cashless bond because even again, people who haven't even had their day in court, haven't even, you know, had a fair trial. She believes that, it's going to, she claims she thinks it's going to increase crime, but I think really what it is, you know, no one's been convicted of anything. So how can you even say that? How can you even, you know, it's supposed to be innocent until proven guilty, but the mayor is saying that, she doesn't want cashless bonds. She wants people to have to, you know, pay these exorbitant funds, you know, with the jobs that aren't available before they've even been convicted. She wants to fill up those prisons because she knows that's what it needs and that's what it takes to, you know, maintain this system of control and profit that we have. So it's really disgusting to see.
In addition to add on to that point, we're talking about a holding facility. Which at minimum is under question. I'm talking about at minimum the amount of death. The people being wiped out in Cook County Jail left and right. I mean, Nicholas Lee, Altrue Pleasant. The list goes on and on. You would think a logical position would be with this. Let me get my stuff together first. Let me clean house first. You know what I'm saying? Let me clean out before I'm forcing the whole you in here. You know what I'm saying? I can't guarantee that, you know what I'm saying, while you fighting this case, that you're not going to, you know what I'm saying, you're not going to come up dead and your body organs get sold, you know what I'm saying, before your heart start beating, you know. So mm-hmm. you would think,
exactly.
People even question saying, look, man, what's going on in this county jail? You know what? Let's at least hold up. The spot is hot. The spot is hot. Cook County Jail, you say, man, there's so many unexplained, quote unquote, unexplainable deaths happening in here. You know what I'm saying? I mean, these are not aberrations. This is not something like that you should, to the point that people that, we was out there from the Cook County Jail. Dr. Sean, Cassandra Greer, forgive me, I keep forgetting this sister's name, Pleasant Mother, some brother named the Torch. I can't believe it's Mark Clemens. So many other people. You talking, and you can see some of the people walking like this man. This had his go in Cook County Jail. You know what I'm saying? You would think, okay, hold up for a minute. The spot is hot. Let me. I'm gonna try to figure out something to say. Let them up out of here. We don't say we. But the arrogance. And then you let's go with this election time. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. If you notice. The mysterious crime that happened, so on and so forth, and so many cases, they automatically you see a more of a what they refer to as a pro-conservative, lock them up, you know what I'm saying? Attitude is taken. It's not because they got some sort of vision just came to them, you know what I'm saying? These are catchphrases, keywords that, you know what I'm saying, trigger words, you know what I'm saying, just pop up. You know, war on crime. Go back and look when Bill Clinton was running for president. The brothers, Horton, and also Bush Senior. They grab these faces, you'll see these black faces, and throw them on. They even darken them up.
Yep.
They know the psyche of the people. You'll see this trigger you. You'll say, whoa, I'm saying this here. We have to up the ante. And you know, I'm not talking about the electoral policy that you'll say we put, but we have to up the end. It's what I mean by that is, it's like, you know what I'm saying, the set of standards. Like, if you even, those are not cool cliche words. Those are not, in the hip-hop arena, cats got to start saying, that's not no cool action no more, to be talking about how many people you kill. You know, we're going to retrain our brain. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you watch. Mm-hmm. Watch what's happening in Atlanta right now with this district attorney with these rappers. They use their lyrics. Go watch it. I guarantee you. Go back and replay this program later on. You're going to see so many of them rappers become gospel rappers, gospel singers, man. You're going to see, watch. They're going to take, so behavior is affected by consequences. They bring these young cats lyrics in court. They come up, they read it down. You know, and these cats will tell you. One time, who was a young thug? One of them had said, Future. Future said he was so high, he said something one time. He don't know what it was. And they said, it sounds good. And they rolled it. But this is going, this is going out to the minds and hearts of the people. And go look at Leah Cohen. Talking to young thug, you know what I'm saying? But back to my point of hand. We want to send a message to all these politicians. There ain't no, hey man, that's a turn up to us. It's like in a relationship. Somebody said up there on social media. Say, in the previous generations, young guys used to look for young ladies who didn't have a reputation. You know what I'm saying? Now he said it's turned around. They look for that. They say, man, that's like a turn on. We want people to start saying, listen, that's a turnoff to us. To be talking about locking people up, you know what I'm saying? That's a turnoff to us. You know what I'm saying? Retrain your brain. Retrain the atmosphere. You know what I'm saying? So look down on people when they're talking about that. You know what I'm saying? Look down. You still need to give somebody a potential death sentence. You go up in Cook County Jail, I say, make sure you go up in there, we're going to start putting out a mandate. You get to the property, you're going to jail. You want to sign your property? Yeah, I want to put down, man. I want to write a will also. You know, my possible dying declaration. This is real talk. They knocking us up in there, y'all. And the mayor, anybody, keep on pushing this position. Yeah, call it. Man, feel free. Feel free, anybody. Y'all call it. Feel free. If you disagree with some of the things, the points that Patrick has brought out, and you say what you're saying, you understand why they was out from the Cook County Jail today, you may have some information that we're not privy to. If you feel that the fact that these people were charged with something, then, you know what I'm saying, they should be subjected to going to these stalls they call showers with mold and rats running around. If you feel that's sufficient, please call in. If you feel that regardless of the Altarine Pleasant mother was not contacted, and that, you know what I'm saying, what happened to him, how she found out, and, you know, and lack of response they're giving her, and his death is justified in Cook County Jail, please call in. If you feel that regardless how many times Cassandra Greer had called in to Sheriff Tom Dart explaining what's happening Well, Nicholas, they tell you they literally seeing. Not watching TV. They seeing people. The Walking Dead. You seeing people. Right? We talk about the impact on your the psychological impact. You how you feel when you see death. You in a close. You a captive audience. And you seeing people dying. You say yeah no. It's not what this ain't no rumor. I'm on the deck. I'm on the gallery. You know what I'm saying? And blow, blah, blow. If you feel that, well, these people shouldn't have been charged with a crime. You know what I'm saying? That's on them. Please call in. If you feel that, you know what I'm saying, this is a position that, you know what I'm saying, that you know what I'm saying, that when you take it to 2600 South California, that, you know what I'm saying, that, you know what I'm saying, either the judge give you 6 months, that really, you should be subjected to the death penalty. Please feel free to call in, 929-477-3785. We may be incorrect. If you feel, you know what I'm saying, what's happening in Cook County Jail, if you can switch those, and you know, man, if I told you, listen, man, down at the Humane Society, right down the street from Cook County Jail, man, I just they tell you that they have the legal right to euthanize dogs. They let you know that. You if this pet is not picked up, in a certain amount of time, they euthanize, kill them. Well, this dog is we don't have a family to take this dog, kill them. If they told you heard that, you know what I'm saying, the five dogs this week died in their custody. Listen, so you was old man. Hold on. That's good. I don't care. They ain't got no families. That should not. We got people in the Cook County Jail who got families, who got loved ones, who got they. Listen, man, they got a foul on you. You get what I'm saying? Al Tariq Pleasant, man. This ain't his first world. He been up. They kidnapped him before. They got his mama. Why you think when you see them shows, when they see somebody escape and they ran away, they going to find your girlfriend, the girlfriend that you ain't talked to, that you don't know nothing about no more. And they going to find cousins. You like, damn, I didn't know that's my cousin. They're not telling your family what happened. You know what I'm saying? If a dog is barking up in your place, man, what's going to tell you, man?
No, absolutely, Tim. And can I wanted to also...
Please
jump in for a second with, you know, just also to focus on, I mean, everything I think you said was so right, you know, and I want to go back to what you said about, you know, stepping up, right, the level of resistance by talking about something that I think is also so just inspiring to see, you know, that we have seen historically because, you know, despite the best efforts, right, to break people's spirits behind the walls, some of the most militant and revolutionary activity, you know, of the past decades has occurred within those walls. You know, we're also coming up on the anniversary on September 9th. It'll be the 51 years since the Attica prison uprising, where almost 1,500 inmates in cell block D took over the prison yard. And this was after they formally submitted a 27-point manifesto to the administration and to the media, demanding an end to the brutal mistreatment, the slave-like conditions under which they are being forced to labor. You know, and they also were able to rise up, you know, and actually take it over in that time. And they, of course, connected it also to the rising tide of the Black and other liberation movements that were happening outside of the walls, too. You know, they were studying together. They were reading revolutionary newspapers. They were reading Marx and Lenin and Franz Fanon, you know, and making those connections clear with their oppression, you know, and what was happening there. And then, you know, 4 days into this uprising, they said, you know, we can resolve this peacefully if the New York governor, Nelson Rockefeller, would hold negotiations with us. And instead of doing that, instead of resolving this, Rockefeller sent in hundreds of members of the National Guard, state troopers and prison guards, to massacre the prisoners. 39 people died, and many more were wounded. And they initially tried to blame these deaths on the prisoners themselves until it became clear, just like they always do, they were lying, and the aftermath that came out, no, all of those was the state that killed every single one of them. Instead of ending these conditions, instead of negotiating in good faith, they decided they'd rather massacre these people outright instead of just the slow death that you described, and like we saw with Al Tariq Pleasant and so many others. You know, but that wave of resistance, I mean, has inspired so much more. A few years ago, you know, in Lee County Correctional Facility in South Carolina, there was a prison strike that inspired people all across the country in response to a massacre of seven people there, which still, you know, and they were also putting forth demands around mistreatment, labor rights, basic human decency. Just last year, we also saw an uprising in a jail in St. Louis, where prisoners, again, were demanding, you know, just to be treated like human beings. And we see, you know, them getting responded to with just, you know, more force and repression. But I think what it shows is that this system, no matter, you know, how racist and unjust and oppressive it is never going to be able to break that spirit of resistance. And so I think that is some optimism that we can take away from that, you know, that revolutionary optimism that shows us no matter, you know, what conditions people are put under, we're always going to be struggling and fighting back. And the spirit of resistance and liberation cannot be broken by those prison walls. So I just wanted to say that as well, to, you know, keep that optimism, because we have to be inspired by that and keep up the fight, you know, and that's what we were trying to do today. It's what we're going to continue to do, you know, because they can't stop and neither can we. I might have to, I'm afraid my phone might die here in a minute, but I'll stay on as long as I can. Thank you, Chairman.
Right on, Will said, you know, and let me know how we look at the camera. I know we posed in at 8:30, but can we push a little more time? How we set up? Cause we came in late, and I don't want to get off my chest too, you know. And I can't reiterate this, you know. This is part of the ongoing acknowledgement of Chairman Fred's birthday. This is part of the ongoing struggle, y'all. You know what I'm saying? Again, what's happening here in these camps and in the outside community? You know, so we got to remain consistent with this, you know, hiding these contradictions. And you know what? One prisoner, one contact is one of the campaigns that we have. That means at any given time, everyone should have a status check, an update on some particular prisoner that's locked up. You dig? And this is imperative for a number of reasons, y'all. Because again, what's happening behind those walls is so dehumanizing. That's what I was going to talk about. Y'all have heard the calls of Cook County Jail, Menard, so on and so forth. It's easier to say, you know, man, maybe this should be happening to them. They did something wrong. Even some prisoners, you know what I'm saying, this system duped us to the point to say, man, well, maybe I didn't do this case, but I did something in my life before. This is just a fact. There's no justification. When I was in Cook County Jail, I remember some cat wanted to get up out of the cell so bad. He got hold to a razor blade. He had got tired of the beatings. He wanted to get to the medical unit. Get a razor blade and cut the insides of his rectum, you know what I'm saying, with a razor blade to get out to the medical unit. He was tired of the guards coming in and just beating him in Cook County Jail. There's no justification, you know. And if you feel that this is something, you know what I'm saying, well, let me look at their case, or there's some sort of discussion, really, you know, have to, you know, acknowledge, you know, who you are, you know, what's in you, or better not, what's not in you, you know. Less long we go into a whole discussion about, you know, this design to stop the crime, all this whole type of propaganda. Well, let's be straight up, you know, straight up and down what this is, you know. Not only is it the economic aspect of this, you know, the money-making thing about, you know, what's happening inside these camps. I'm just talking about the construction of prisons. I'm talking about, you know, saying the contract. Who has the contracts for the food, the commissary, the Cook County Jail? They charge you 98 cents for a ramen noodle. Cook County Jail, 98 cents. 98 cents. You already taxed, you ain't got nothing. That, and you know what I'm saying? You might want to call in and say, well, I think they should just be eating the jail food. You wrong right there. You call that food. Man. And you know what I'm saying? I mean, you so disconnected. And I think it's also imperative, too, that we make the donation connecting the tax, but as pointed as Cameron, he just pointed out about that dynamic, about the long history. If this is just start happening, you say, okay, but you go study Field Marshal George Jackson. Go study the conditions that those that brought rise to the Attica. Go look at the climate that was happening throughout the country, excuse me, throughout the world, how it was a sentiment that people related to what William Thoreau had articulated in Civil Disobedience, where he said, in an unjust society, the only place for a just man, we're going to paraphrase it, Charles, only place for a just man or a just woman was prison. It was a climate where people would, I mean, soon, use dialectical materialism. Say, damn, if the police know they got cameras on them, they got body cams on them, and they feel bold enough to still beat cats down, shoot cats up, you say, now, man, if you feel this bold and you outside, could you imagine behind some walls? What's happening to them women up in 2600 in California? What's happening to them children in Nevington, Hamilton? What's happening to them saying, why are we having conversations about support the next war, the war to drive? You ever thought about that? Y'all ever thought about that? What that means? Y'all see them posts up there? Dr. LaShawn and Cassandra Green on the if you can support the water, taking the water state deal. Have you thought of the irony of that? Have you ever stopped just a minute? Let's break the discussion about the conditions. I'm real big about dialectical. We real big about dialectical materialism. Basic needs. You know what I'm saying? I mean, this is what I said, man. You know, hey man, we need y'all to bring some. What's happening? You go into the store, yeah. When you come back, could you drop, pick, you know, drop, bring some air. Bring some air by the house. You know, air. Take for granted, air. The logic. Why is it that water? Why is that you have to bring water? What's happening? What's happening with some cats in Cook County Jail recently? You know what I'm saying? They're telling you. The ones you know about. Dying, being murdered in the water. I remember at the state deal, the EPA, the Environmental Protection Agency, talking about the bone scoliosis, what it does to you, you know, say, drinking the water. You can hide these contradictions, man. This type of discussion. See? You can hide these contradictions. We still support the campaign to get the water, but at the same time, you say, wait a minute. Doing this, why is this? Who are the contradictions? Do you understand? Black Panther Party Free Breakfast Program. You support the Black Panther Party Free Breakfast Program. We feed the children, but at the same time, we're hiding the contradictions to your brain. So you say, damn, why is it in a country all these resources? These children going to school, you meet them, they hungry. When we do a campaign, we're going to heighten the contradiction. Like when we did the Save the Hampton House campaign. Then, as expected to be able to free them all, we asked a question. We want you to ask some questions. People start saying, why is there a campaign to save the Hampton House? He's doing the little books on him. People out here making money using his name. See, that's what the contradiction is about to the right in your face. We had the event yesterday. Stuff that you say, man, that you just said, oh, I never thought about that. You think this is that's the way it is. That's the way it is. Who was that? The mayor? The sheriff of Cook County. What's the procedure? How does this work? I mean, is this some Andy Griffin type action? How does this work? The city council appoint him. The mayor. How is it work? What make a person year after? What's the term limit? What's the term for a person? You know, say, okay, yes, stuff. Okay, president been there for 4 years. Or, tell me, even if it's to the point to say, okay, you ain't got this. How this go? Well, taking your food from you because you said, man, why? you know, why this person just, you know, saying they're getting all this here, you know what I'm saying? And I, you know, I work hard, you know what I'm saying? I'm a Scorpio, you know what I'm saying? And that person's Scorpio, and what, you know what I'm saying? I have access to the resources, and I don't. Just heighten the contradictions to say what, you know what I'm saying, so it can be clear. And if it's, if need be, come on, I would say, man, didn't see, I got the power. Okay, let me know something. Because need something so I can just say, man, so with the rest of my brain. Because something needs to trick me to say, man, hold on, man. Every year, this is dude popping up, you know what I'm saying? I don't know who he is. I don't know his background. This lady popping up. And you know what I'm saying? They saying some statements about this affecting me. And you know what I'm saying? My people, you know what I'm saying? You telling me that I should be locked up. And I don't care. Ain't no, you know what I'm saying? They just charged me with something. And you telling me this at a time when people is coming, telling me the police is framing people. You telling me at a time, you know what I'm saying, go to county jail, it's coming up dead. And you just telling me, I'm telling me something, say, well, okay, well, you know, God said, give me a Bible verse, work with me. Give me something, you know what I'm saying, with these cats. I am playing. You do it on the streets. You do it on the streets. You come back, say, man, how do moving around like this, say, man, you know what I'm saying? Oh, man, dude ain't no joke. Dude, you know what I'm saying? You know, dudes come on, dude, you know what I'm saying? He move like that. You know, that's what, you know, so, okay, I just, you know, something back in my mind was just, you know, just was curious. How you get in there? Oh, yeah, you know, he come through, he knocked out Big Tony. He knocked out Big Tony, he come through, you know what I'm saying? Him a little scrap has words. That, you know, that's how dude get the respect. Okay, I just wonder how, you know, how this go. Okay, man, Cali J, who in charge of this joint? You go to the restaurant, you say, man, why this, you go to the restaurant, you eating up in there? Man, that's slop. You know, yeah, man, let's eat around here, man. You know, okay, I do it. It's a joint we go to in our hood, man. My man asked me, Anthony, appreciate that shit you doing, you ordering. I tell my man, hey, yeah, man, it's, you know, it's late at night, you're hungry, man. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, do what it do, man. Okay, then we can work with that. You know what I'm saying? You know, the deal with the situation. What's the logic? What's the background with this here, man? Well, who in charge of these joints? You know what I'm saying? Who pulling? Who the power players here? That who decides? You know what I'm saying? To say, wait a minute, go check on the deck. We got a phone call. You know what I'm saying? Muscles ain't breathing down there. How, what's the procedure? How this thing go? Who's complicit with this shit? And man, even if I ain't gonna vote, send a message. I might do, but send a message to motherfucker, man. You like somebody on the street? You know what I'm saying? Guy, get down there. What you gonna raise up? You think I might? You're not gonna be that comfortable. You know what I'm saying? To be running a muck around here. This, I don't know who gave you the foregone conclusion, but you know I got you outnumbered. But it's, the deal is these conditions right here. Get my back against the wall, and something in me, some survival mechanism might be. You know what I'm saying? I can't, man. Richard Pryor say, some guys where I don't hear one time. Richard Pryor say, he was talking about staying. His legs and shit, nigga, we out of here. If we have to, send a message to motherfucker, hey man, it's something, it's dynamics in my body, my nerves. I'm a combination of people who I don't know, you know what I'm saying, all my DNA. It's, you know what I'm saying, it might be some uncle DNA in me, you know what I'm saying, some go-getter shit that ain't cool. What you just telling me, that my motherfucking son, that you not telling me that my son is dead up in the Cook County Jail. It's something that, you know what I'm saying, it might be a music or something that you say, man, hold on, man, I ain't the brightest motherfucker in the world, Chef Tom Dobbs. I'm kind of confused how this shit go. You telling me all this, popping up all these nice words and shit, and I'm seeing other communities. I'm seeing at Wrigley Field at the Cubs baseball game, a white boy get threw down the bleachers and beat his ass, and I'm trying to figure out would a reporter get this word called a brawl at? Where that gang fight shit? Where happened? I'm telling you, tell me something. In fact, you got my ear if you come with some Trump talk. Trump, man, dig, okay, so wait, you black. Okay, Let's have this country operate. Okay, now, okay, yeah. Now I can, now, okay, now we can, I can acknowledge it, shit, and move forward. But tell me, this, something got to be, you know, have these contradictions. Or let's have, well, tell me something. Say, man, well, let's have the cook. You think this something. You think the Cook County, you think this something new. We just follow. Give me in Nazi Germany. They was bringing up the SS soldiers. They had a thing called the Nuremberg hearings. And they had on trial the soldiers and there was the gas chambers. And they was asking them, hey man, you was responsible. You gassed the people, you know what I'm saying? You gassed mothers, children, fathers, three generations. Tell us something. Because, you know what I'm saying, this is happening. So some of the soldiers say, man, dude, I was just taking orders. Okay. Let us know something. We got a heightened cut. Man, where did shit come from? What made you? What gave you the gumption to feel that you can walk up in? You can walk up in work and this shit is cool. They got these two white ladies. They going there right now on social media. They beating this Kane Corson down. Man, dog activists. Motherfuckers going at it. They got a video. It's a whole campaign. They at it. You know what I'm saying? Rappers. Do this shit, man. How they say that? Let's keep this shit real. That's the old saying, keep this shit real. Let's stop putting in the motherfucking lyrics, man. Tying this shit in, man. Man, I help you out. You know what I'm saying? I do a little lyrics. You know what I'm saying? Motherfuckers going to stop putting that shit like, man, motherfuckers dying in the division now. It ain't that hard to make a little lyric about this shit. Stop putting this shit in. Stop tying it in, man. Listeners, people, so start dropping easy notes of the man. And we encourage, bring them. Read them lyrics. Start talking about not just the reactionary assessment. You know what I'm saying? How many motherfuckers you laid down, who you pop. Stop putting this shit in. Stop talking, man. Stop talking, yeah, motherfucker, when Norfolk Railroad, the door's open. Motherfucking AK-47s all put together. You know what I'm saying? Put them in the community. Man, you can make that shit make rhyme. Consistent, you got to be consistent with this shit, man. Study who Field Marshal George Jackson was. Study who got them a young man child, Jonathan Jackson. Man, Jonathan Jackson, young man child. When he went up inside that Marion County Courthouse, August 7, 1970, he wasn't going up in there, man, just saying, I want to see my homie going to visit. He's talking about John Cliche, William Christmas, out there, but going to the radio station. They wasn't even talking about getting free. This wasn't no thing. They talking about, man, we can hear about this motherfucker going to the Bahamas, man, lay back, you know what I'm saying, sit back and, you know what I'm saying, enjoy life. Jonathan Jackson. Why was he talking about going to the radio station? For what? Listen to some music? Or broadcast to the world? Or broadcast to heighten the contradictions? Broadcast to the world. So bring it to your motherfucking front door. So you can't duck and dodge this conversation no more. Man. He was poking. Is Patrick still online with us? Let us know if he's still online. Let us know if you get any callers. Callers in queue, y'all. 929-477-3785. Press 1, y'all. Long live Chairman Fred. Man, don't step back. Yeah. Huh?
I think his phone had died. He dropped off.
Okay. Any more callers in queue?
No callers in queue. Callers, if you'd like to come into queue, please press 1.
Back up, homies. Don't back up on me. So I don't want to call you now. That's kind of. I know this shit can sound like it's sad, but hear this shit, man. I can see backing up like certain things, like we just have to use individuals. You say, man, you know. Once we start hiding this, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, you'd be surprised how common this is. What's happening? How many of us got loved ones up in there? How many of us getting knocked up on the street? How embarrassing this is, and we gonna see. It's therapeutic. I'm telling you, I'm listening to conversations yesterday at Chandler Fair Street Park. I'm watching Cats Enemy. I'm watching discussions. You did? This shit becomes so toxic, you know, so you hold it in, man. but to be able to say nothing left for one day, man, nothing left for a brief period of my life. To be able to relate and not, no, I'm not speaking the Queen's English, no, I didn't articulate. Did you file a grievance? No, man, the police just be my, well, you had to file a procedure to file a grievance. Just say, Fremont, I just want to say, the police killed it. This is wrong, you know what I'm saying? But don't tell me, this is not the right place to talk about that now. Say, man, we have the Chairman for his Street Party. You know what I'm saying? See the discussion. Say, whoa, what was that? What did he say? Said the strategist plan. He came with the reservation. Reservation? That's still happening? Yeah. 929-477-3785. Press 1. Oh, man. Hey, we had an after party. Robert Money, man, at the after party, I'm talking about, man, listen, you talking about Castle Shaw, man, people, man, they stepped in, man, we hit that mic, we tied it in. Everywhere we go, man, you know what I mean, man, comment, conversation, you walk past, man. Listen, this is a movie called The Long Walk. John Henry Clark is a narrator on it. And he talked about, y'all, if you're not familiar with Hannibal, check out who Hannibal is. Hannibal Carthage. Hannibal's a hell of a dude, man. His brother is a hell of a cat, too. His father was a hell of a cat. Rome was so hell-bent on destroying Hannibal. Roman citizens would greet each other every day. They would hit their chest and say, greetings, Roman citizen. Carthage must be destroyed. That's how they spoke to each other. Your children, greetings, Roman citizens. Carthage must be destroyed. This is ingrained in the brain. This is children, older people. Even we greet each other. Constantly, you know what I'm saying? And this wasn't like, man, ain't no option. It wasn't no, you know, I'm not with Caesar. I'm Spartacus. I'm with another. This is a common sentiment. This has become what's happening. We have to say, man, greetings, fellow citizen. Cook County Jail must be exposed. Greetings, man. Oh, what happened, Joe? Yeah, what you on? Yeah, man, County Jail got to be exposed, though. Whatever language you speak, well, man, what you mean you got to be exposed? Man, he had this arbitrary for the United Nations, man. This ain't no, I ain't talking about no local shit. I'm not talking about the precinct captain. I'm talking the United Nations had an arbitrary. And an arbitrary, they did this real talk, y'all. This years back. The arbitrary, they called for open inspection for jails throughout the country. And they want to do a welcome into Cook County Jail. County Jail said, oh, shit, no go. If that's going back too far for you, we could have also, our caller just talked about, could have on September 9th, Attica. She told you what happened to Attica. Ironically, cats up in that motherfucker, man. They beat it down. They're doing that. You can't say, man, D, man, hold on, man. Hey, Dean, this here, man. We want Chairman Fred Hampton Jr., man, come up here, man, you know what I'm saying, observe what's going on, you know what I'm saying. Man, would you agree? Yeah, man, but you know what I'm saying, I'm from such and such set. I don't really get out with you, like, but, man, I agree with you, man. Dude, man, let him come up here. He got to say he agree with, let him see what's happening in the administration of Cook County Jail. Not only do they say no, and get, you know what I'm saying? Sheriff Compton, I said, shit, matter of fact, shit, he got to be a gang chief. He said, other ministers, it's wait a minute, how you say that? These guys is different organizations. They just want somebody to come see. He like, whoever this dude is, make him a gang chief, shit. I said, what's the deal? You walk past, why you tripping? You know, so why is the deal about looking up in here? What's happening up in this place? Menard. What's happening in these places, y'all? If this is a, this is a, you know, you're doing Craftsman and so forth. I mean, you know you can literally go down to the Humane Society and walk through and see the animals. Like real talk. And they tell you they killing animals, that motherfucker. They let you know. You come, oh, it's a nice puppy, my dog. Oh, yeah, you better come get them tomorrow. What's that? Euthanize them. Huh? Put them down. Huh? Kill his ass. They will tell you that. And still that ain't no secret. They ain't telling you. You can come in and view up inside here. It's going dead, man. It's like one time, some of y'all know this lady too. Y'all know this lady too, man. Y'all know this lady. Some of y'all know this lady. I'm about 12 years old. I'm gonna say this, y'all. I'm gonna say some of y'all know. On the other side of Ashland, on the 54th side of South Ashland, and man, this back with Jehovah's Witnesses. And this is no slight door attack, but you know they would know they come knock on the doors. You know what I'm saying? You know a lot of people, you know, it's like the community, like, oh, they come some Jehovah's Witnesses. And this lady, man, her family was something else. And man, she told him, oh man, she opened. She opened the door. She said, oh, welcome to the house. No repent. She said, man, come on in. She said, everything. She said, man, dope pushing, shooting dope, prostitution gang. We do all that's happening here. She told him, man, hey, man, what one Jehovah's Witness was trying to talk to, she would let the man, she was so up, man. She said, man, it's going down up in here. And I would see how they would walk around their house in the future. You know what I'm saying? She wasn't covering it. They was up front. Everything. Man, we start to say, damn, I tease my guy. I say, man, yo, auntie, they buck wild, man. These places, man, listen, the dogs, the Humane Society, they tell you point blank. Cook County Jail, man. What's going on with this motherfucking joint, man? Triple shit. They tell a politician, come talk to you, man. I'm hearing rumors of such and such, you know what I'm saying? My mother's going in and not coming out. I'm hearing rumors that, man, motherfuckers' livers and kidneys yet is moving fast up like this motherfucker. I'm curious. I'm here, you know what I'm saying, this motherfucker, hey, Mount Sinai, Cermak, you talking about body shop? Shit. Give a whole new meaning to body shop. I need these contributions, y'all. 929-477-3785. Y'all, we live in that record for my radio. We still riding on cloud thousands. With a birthday on it. Baddest motherfuckers got them in, man. We ain't shit. Let me say this to y'all. Give a roll call. Just thanking all y'all, man. Mother Comrade, you know, she ain't moving around lately. You know, she ain't been out in a while. This is a first time back out in a while. And, man, you talking about some, hey, say, man, feel the beat of the people, man. It was really something, man. It was really something. That footage, man, I can't wait, man, it was, man, again, man, G. Kurt, people, man, the ambiance, the look of it, I mean, how people walk, I mean, cancers walk, I mean, politicians, you being street cats, I'm talking about, ladies, you know, ladies be in the church, they big church hats and all that. Man, you know, they there. Emmett Till found they there. Castles meet each other, they have chamber for half the day. Like, man, I'm not talking about whispering, man. Oh, you heard a dude. Happy chamber for half the day. We'll talk, y'all. Can you call us a cue?
Yeah, my brother Jim, no callers in cue. Callers, if you'd like to come into queue, please press 1. Sorry, losing my voice.
You love losing your voice. I'm sure you, hey. Oh, hey, I'm just, hey, I'm, hey, we, Comrade.
You.
I can see, I know Chad was in the Rebel Stand, having on the ground. Shit. Let us to the man of the hour. Came with Fred, you look good for 74 years old, man. Real talk. And if people have not forgotten, man, that template, you know what I'm saying, and all the stories that was coming out. Mother Comrade, giving us not only the details of the assassination of Chairman Fred and the physical Lamar Clark, she gave us some life stories about Chairman Fred. Yeah. I still struggle with her, you know what I'm saying, her assessment on certain things. And she talked, you know, like she's her, you know, she said, you know, neither Chairman Fred or I can, that he couldn't dance, he couldn't catch a beat. You know, she talked about dynamics about, you know what I'm saying, they be at the joint, you know what I'm saying? And I think this is important too. A lot of people, there's a reason why they say it. Tell us the personal side. They really try to detach you. See, how you dance, how you move, how you relate to, all that's political. And don't get it twisted with me, you know what I'm saying? We freedom fighters, we party, we kick, you know, we have struggles, you know what I'm saying? But the tie in, he had the joint, you know, he hanging out. Each mother comrade, whole dynamic, you know, once she's pregnant, you know what I'm saying? She detailed herself, so she got her slippers on, or flip flops. She go get half, this is called a half. Go get half. And that's the whole climate of, you know what I'm saying? She talking about how, you know, she doing all the work, she dancing. And everyone like, man, champ, you getting down, cut the rug. But even that, to be in tandem, like, you know, that's one of the scenes in the movie Judas and the Black Messiah. I dug this scene. I dug a lot of scene, but this scene, I remember I was struggling. I said, man, we got to get the red book in there. And I could get the red book, you know, back and forth. But then when I was at peace with Daniel Kaluuya and Dominique Fishback, when they was in the bed and they was talking about the long walk, which I talked about, there's a chapter to that dynamic. You know what I'm saying? You know, you think, you know, with the ruling class, their relationships, you think, you know what I'm saying, when they talk about making moves, that's intertwined. They know coming in, you know what I'm saying, Bill Clinton, you know, talking about the crime bill. And you think Hillary Clinton, that's not, we having dinner, you know, we'll just have a good day. They had a crime bill, and, pass the wine, you know what I'm saying, turn the lights down a little lower. All this intertwined. You like, man, this is intertwined. This is part of, this is our struggle, man, gotta be intertwined. You know, no, what's it, man? What happened to college? Intertwined. Literally. I think we're gonna move around for a minute, y'all. Hey, man, I gave them numbers out there again. Y'all feel free, we're gonna call back in. Roll call, man. All them artists. I ain't got my all them artists. Man, all them Savage fans, man. Uncle Beats, man. What's one of those brothers from Natchez, Mississippi, man? Forgive me. Robert Money at the after party. Sister Cage, Jasmine, man. Okay, the sister who I decorate, I can't forget, man. I know Cassandra on her heels, man. I'm talking about the cut, man. It's a sweet table. Some of y'all might have missed it. It looks so good. I don't know if I can eat this one. The light blue and black looks so good. But Tyrese, who was that physically? Man, for the man. That's a song against the man, the corn, the detail. People, the discussion we had. About the food, the conversations, you know, man. I mean, he can't make it, but he's making the corn. How he done it? Oh, man. Walt Pan, what's that? They got some plant-based chicken over there, man. Take for homeless. Go over there. Sister right there got it. Emmett Till's family there. They got to leave early. I go over there and talk to this sister right there. Sister Dorothy Holmes. Okay, who is that? Let me take you over here. Emmett Till family. We're trying to be respectful. We want to cut the line. They had to leave. They could play. Yeah. Who is that? The Dorothy? Her son got killed by, you know what I'm saying? Police on 53rd and King Drive. You know, there ain't no way. Hold on. I'm eating my food. I want to talk. No, none of that. It was you eating. You, all this is intertwined. This type of, in the 60s, you had a climate. With the vice lord to my man, who was in the free medical center? With the disciples, you know what I'm saying? The free breakfast program. It was a climate. James Brown, Black and Out Proud, Marvin Gaye, James, what's going on? Brother and sister, hey, sister, who you relating to? You know what I'm saying? You're, man, you know, my mother is shot, they just, man, they shot the Panther Party headquarters up. Yeah, man, it's you showed it in shot. What Chairman Fred say? The best dressed brothers went with a leather jacket and a 45. Even your fashion. Even your fashion. What for? Should you get up, man? Man, even your body. Listen, kids, Chairman Fred had this thing you did. They say, motherfucker, come in. Motherfucker be sweating. Out there working the Panther paper. They say, Chairman Fred said, man, that's that functional funk. She motherfucker, you motherfucker looking down, you coming up. You been out, you come back in, but you smelling good, you all. Hey, who is this motherfucker? Look at this nerd. Who is this motherfucker? You can't be in the Black Panther Party. Shit. Man, motherfucker, you have a healthy competition with the Cubs, man. We be so man, we would comrades in Oakland. They did such and such. What? I go push hard without, you know what I'm saying? Type of conversation. Sisters ain't got to be the beauty. Ain't no conversation. Yeah, man, who you go? Well, you know, that nigga, that's the nigga that late. He killed 40 niggas. No. But, man, shit, such and such, shit. Man, shit, I'm fucking getting that, man. The Black Panther Party news, like, Sam Napier? No. Hopefully, they didn't see him directly. Motherfucker, shit, need a baby name. Shit, motherfucker, shit, Sam Napier. Shit, name, who was that? Jay Gwynn, she motherfucker, man. Whole definition, how your style, your aura. Man, motherfucker, man, cool, that motherfucker walking like little Bobby Hunt. The whole aura, princess. Conversation, not scared to talk about it. Soon as we hear about it, ain't no... I don't know what the police killed him in the investigation. They can't. So, man, as soon as you heard it, man, look at the movie Judas and Black Messiah. Soon the police didn't say, well, man, do that. They automatically, you're doing it. I tell you what, be honest with yourself. Shakespeare said, was it Shakespeare? Yeah, to thyself be true. What comes in your mind when you first hear about a killing in Chicago in particular? What's the first, who, be honest with yourself, what image? When they tell you some killer, when you first hear about motherfucking cats, if I told you, I'll treat Pleasant, they had to cook out of jail. Be honest with yourself. What's your first thought? All I'm saying is broaden your horizons. Be open to the fact that there's something bigger than the conviction definition they're giving you. That's all I'm saying. Is it possible that there's some mechanisms and people in play that's making this policies to make sure that we're being locked up in Cook County Jail? I'm just saying, I think the Golden Retrievers and the Pit Bulls and the Poodles, if they was getting locked up in these levels of Chicago, I think at some point their conversation, hey, man, D, heads up on the AKC, man, the Kennel Club. This is shit. What happened? No, man. You know, them boxers don't really fuck with us. The boxers don't like the Pit Bull. I hear what you're saying, man, but they in the cage, too. You know what I'm saying? And it might be, it's a couple of them working for them. I'm tripping up this motherfucker on a plate, you know, so who control the food distribution? Who got the leash and collar in their motherfucking hand? The ones who come shoot us up, shoot the other dogs up, you know what I'm saying? The ones who get them stand up and they shoot them up with this medication. I'm motherfuckers trying to look at these motherfucking, you know what I'm saying? Who putting the strings in this kennel around here? Let the motherfuckers say that, man, the paycheck around here. Who benefited? Think about that. Roger and Ryan. Hey, y'all. I'll keep y'all here. Some ass on the fifth clip, y'all. Hey, I'm going to be very black at y'all. Making his chicken tickets. My brother, I thought you were going to call in, Levante, man. Hit us in next week, man. 929-477-3785. Man, thank you, Robert Money. Thank y'all to the people, man. Phenomenal. So, Robert, take us out.
I want to get rid of me because I'm saying something that might wake up some other exploited people and some other oppressed people. And if all these people ever get together, then these pigs that are exploiting us, we'll be able to run them into the lake. That's why they want to get rid of us. And it's just, it's sort of like a primary thing with me. I'm the first move that they'll make. I'm a part of an organization. It would be the first organization they'll move on because I happen to be a part of an organization, the Black Panther Party, that is the only organization, in fact, that has came out and stood up loud and clear and said that we don't care what anybody says, whether they have guns or not and badges or 18 uniforms. If whenever they step outside the bounds of legality into the bounds of illegality, then we'll blow their brains out if they're bothering the people.
Right.
And what makes them mad about that? They're constantly bothering the people. Anybody that's out there for the protection of the people happens to be in direct conflict with them. What makes them mad about it? What makes them mad about it is that they have black people and white poor people and red poor people and Puerto Rican poor people and Latin American Puerto Rican people of poor people of all descent. They had them caught up in movements based on racism when the Black Panther Party stood up and said that we don't care what anybody says. We don't think you fight fire with fire, bitch. We think you fight fire with water, bitch. We're going to fight racism, not with racism, but we're going to fight with solidarity. We said we're not going to fight capitalism with black capitalism, but we're going to fight it with socialism. We stood up and said we're not going to fight reactionary pigs and reactionary state attorneys like this and reactionary state attorneys like Hanrahan with any other reactions on our part. We're going to fight their reactions with all of us people to get together and have an international proletarian revolution.
Right on.
And that's saying all power to the people.
Right on.
That's saying that no matter what color you are, you're just only two classes. And that's saying there's a class over here and there's a class over there. And the reason that this class over here has never did anything to get this class off its back because this is lower, this is upper. This is the oppressed, this is the oppressor. This is the exploited, this is the exploiter.